With a continuing series of public meetings on opioids in various suburban communities, this much wider discussion was held in the city as Buffalo Health Matters, a community conversation. Millennium Collaborative Care Executive Director Al Hammonds says it's part of making better use of resources to ensure better care and outcomes, including issues of mental health care. Hammonds says that's a special problem in the Black community.
In the Black community, we don't talk about mental illness openly enough, and that's what tonight is about. Is let's get it all out on the table. Let's talk about it. Let's deal with what the issues are, the real issues are. You're right. In our family, we're the same way. We don't. They're just having an off day, or she's off. You know what I mean? And don't really want to deal with what the real root is.
Hammond says a key goal of his agency is to get people better mental health care by connecting them with resources so the emergency room isn't the only place to go for help. Carl Schellehorn is director of advocacy for the Mental Health Association of Erie County. Schellehorn says drug abuse and mental problems are connected.
Addiction and mental health disorders go hand in hand. So people that typically abuse drugs often deal with mental illness. People that have mental illnesses will often self-medicate. So if you have a person who is addicted on opiates, say for instance they cannot score, as they say, they cannot get their substance, that will provide anxiety, that will create depression. And so that simply causes these problems to happen.
Schellehorn says his group offers training for clergy so they will be knowledgeable when a congregation member comes in with a drug or mental health issue or seeks help for a relative with those problems. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.